Penguin Random House Audio presents Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle by Emily Nagoski, PhD, and Amelia Nagoski, DMA. This is the author, Emily Nagoski. Introduction, read by Amelia. This is a book for any woman who has felt overwhelmed and exhausted by everything she had to do, and yet still worried she was not doing enough. Which is every woman we know, including us. You've heard the usual advice over and over. Exercise, green smoothies, self-compassion, coloring books, mindfulness, bubble baths, gratitude. You've probably tried a lot of it. So have we. And sometimes it helps, at least for a while. But then the kids are struggling in school, or our partner needs support through a difficulty, or a new work project lands in our laps, and we think, I'll do the self-care thing as soon as I finish this. The problem is not that women don't try. On the contrary, we're trying all the time to do and be all the things everyone demands from us. And we will try anything, any green smoothie, any deep breathing exercise, any coloring book or bath bomb, any retreat or vacation we can shoehorn into our schedules to be what our work and our family and our world demand. We try to put on our own oxygen mask before assisting others, and then along comes another struggling kid or terrible boss or difficult semester. The problem is not that we aren't trying. The problem isn't even that we don't know how. The problem is the world has turned wellness into yet another goal everyone should strive for, but only people with time and money and nannies and yachts and Oprah's phone number can actually achieve. So this book is different from anything else you'll read about burnout. We'll figure out what wellness can look like in your actual real life, and we'll confront the barriers that stand between you and your own well-being. We'll put those barriers in context, like landmarks on a map, so we can find paths around and over and through them, or sometimes just blow them to smithereens with science. Who we are and why we wrote Burnout. Emily is a health educator with a PhD in a New York Times bestselling book, Come As You Are, The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life. When she was traveling all over, talking about that book, readers kept telling her the most life-changing information in the book wasn't the sex science. It was those sections about stress and emotion processing. When she told her identical twin sister, me, Amelia, a choral conductor, I blinked like it was obvious. Of course, nobody teaches us how to feel our feelings. Hell, I was taught. Any conservatory-trained musician learns to feel feelings singing on stages or standing on podiums, but that didn't mean I knew how to do it in the real world. And when I finally learned it, it probably saved my life, I said. Twice, I added. And Emily, recalling how it felt to watch her sister crying in a hospital gown, said, we should write a book about that. I agreed, saying, a book about that would have made my life a lot better. This is that book. It turned into a lot more than a book about stress. Above all, it became a book about connection. We humans are not built to do big things alone. We are built to work together. That's what we wrote about, and it's how we wrote it. It's the emotional exhaustion. When we told women we were writing a book called Burnout, nobody ever asked, what's burnout? Mostly what they said was, is it out yet? Can I read it? We all have an intuitive sense of what burnout is. We know how it feels in our bodies and how our emotions crumple in the grip of it. But when it was first coined as a technical term by Herbert Freudenberger in 1975, burnout was defined by three components. One, emotional exhaustion, the fatigue that comes from caring too much for too long. Two, depersonalization, the depletion of empathy, caring, and compassion. And three, decreased sense of accomplishment, an unconquerable sense of futility, feeling that nothing you do makes any difference. And here's an understatement. Burnout is highly prevalent. 20 to 30% of teachers in America have moderately high to high levels of burnout. Similar rates are found among university professors and international humanitarian aid workers. Among medical professionals, burnout can be as high as 52%. Nearly all the research on burnout is on professional burnout, specifically people who help people, like teachers and nurses. But a growing area of research is parental burnout. In the 40 years since the original formulation, research has found it's the first element in burnout, emotional exhaustion, that's the most strongly linked to negative impacts on our health, relationships, and work.